We're holding that Chof Aleph from Aleph on top. Again, the Gemara says, Mikol Mokam Kasha Besilas Astira, that according to Ziri, that he said before, Nishpura Mafrekas Roiv Vosimo, it's a Nevela. So the question is, how can you make an El Malika? I, Bishasi, Kotis Simonim, the Oif is Mace already. So my answer is, Amarova, aim is like this. So this is the way you have to make a malika. A malika is that choytech shedra, true, the kayin takes his thumb and presses down through the back of the neck of the bird, but choytech shedri breaks through the backbone there, or mafrekis, but below roiv basa, does not cut roiv of the basa. So clearly, he's choytech first the shedra, that's the spinal cord, and then a mafrekis, that's the neck bone. But below Reif Bosa, does not cut Reif of the Bosa. So therefore, the Eif is not called a Mesa, it's not called a Nevela. Ziri before was talking about where you cut the Mafrekis, but also Reif of the Bosa, Reif of the width of the meat there. But by Maliki, you do not cut Reif Bosa. Therefore, by the time you get to the Simonim, the Eif is still alive. Therefore, it's called a Mesa Malika. Samar says, Ki Solik Reb Zeru, where Zeru went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashke Ched Rabami, he found Rabami. The Yasvi, he was sitting down. He was saying over this halacha. He was saying over the halacha of Ziri, that if you cut the mafrekis and roiv basa, so the behemoth is called a nevela. So Ziri found that Ravami was saying over the halacha of Ziri. So Omale, so right away, Reb Zera asked the question to Ravami, like how could Ziri say that if you make him a cut the mafrekas from roiv basa, it's called a nevela, it's called a mesa? If so, Awakash, how do you ever have a malika? The Chul Malika also first you cut the shed with the mafrekas before you get to the simonim. Samar says, Ishtoimim Kishur Chodah, he kept quiet for a second. There's a pasuk in the Neil. The first Ravami did not know what to answer. But Omalei, then Ravami answered back, it's like this. Omalei, Ema, rather be gurus in Ziri's halacha, that kachu oisa, or not in Ziri, but he says, this is the way malika is. The question is not a good question, because kachu oisa, this is the way you make a malika. That choytech shedra, first true, you cut through the back of the neck, through the spinal cord, or mafrekis, the neck bone, belay roiv basa, but you not cut through roiv of the basa. Therefore, the oif is not considered a mesa yet, it's not considered a nevela yet. Therefore, b'shas, you cut this simonim with the malika, it's called a maisa malika. That's how malika works. A kolporim is not a kasha on Ziri, he only meant where you also cut roiv of the basa. Now the Gemara says, Tanya nam yoch, we learn like this also, that keitzad molkin chatesayf. How do we make a malika on a chatesayf? So it says, choytech shedra, the kerim with his thumbs, cuts through, with his nail, he cuts through the shedra, the spinal cord, or mafrekis, the neck bone, below roiv basa, without cutting roiv of the width of the basa of the neck. Achir migia leveshet, till he comes to the veshet, that's the food pipe, or lakon, or else to the windpipe. Either one of these is good. Malika by oif, even the shchit only has to be on one simen, and befrat by chatis oif, so malika is only on one simen. Lafuke ulasot, so the malika is on both. But by chatis oif, the malika is only on one. So therefore it says, Prestan HaShemigiyo Leveshet HaLekona. Now, Hegiyo Leveshet HaLekona, when he reaches the Veshet HaLekona, then Locher is Choytech Simen Echod. So again, the Loshen is that Hegiyo Leveshet HaLekona, when the coin reaches to the Veshet HaLekona, so Choytech Simen Echod, he has to press down and cut one of the two Simonim, or else Rave of the one of the two Simonim. And V'Rave Basimo, and then he continues and cuts Rave of the Basra of the neck. To see clearly the rive of the boss is first done after the simonim and not before to make it a mesa. Now that's by a chata seif. What about the oila seif? Let's say by a korban oila. Then shnayim, when the kohen comes down after he cuts through the shedra of the mafrekis, now he has to cut through both of the simonim, or else oi rive shnayim, or else rive of the shnayim. And then again he cuts rive of the bossa. So again, it's not a kasha and ziri, that before the oif is called the mesa, before he cut the rave of the basa, he makes the malika on the simon. Now the Gemara says, man, who does this last brisa go according to? E rabbonin, if it goes according to the rabbonin, shita busunsi, which rabbonin, amri they say shnayim dafka, that you have to cut both complete simonim, you cannot say ruba kakula, busunsi, where the machlekes rabbonin Reb Shimon is. Ikreb Shimon, because I'm going to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, he says, Rav Shnayim, it's enough just to cut Rav Shnayim. You do not have to have both of them. Sakamir, it says, Uboiler says Shnayim or Rav Shnayim. If you have to have Imon HaShachid, you have to have one or the other, but not either or. Samur Sinai Nechanami, aim of the Brisa means like this, Shnayim L'Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan Shiti, you have to cut the complete two Simonim by an Ola Saif. And Rav Shnayim L'Rablazer Rav Shimon, and Nechanami, according to Rablazer Rav Shimon, then it's enough, the Malika just to cut Rav of the two Simonim. That's one test. The Brisa means let's start the Menachanami. The boy is saying another tale could be, I'll tell you, Hov, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Both, the whole price that goes according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, that he says it's enough to have rave of the Simonim. If so, Mashnayim, what does it mean to say two? Just mean to say, Daimelishnayim, it's like two. Which means to say, rave is enough. Rashi says, Shadaimelishnayim, Lechatchila binet sheyechtech rave lehedya. Lechatchila, you have to cut really rave, means mamash like 90% of it. She nirul anayim shurayv. You can see clearly, rav of it is cut. By rav shnai means that feel the rav mitzumsem, even though let's say 70% of it, that's just about makes the rav. 60% of it just about makes the rav. That's also kosher. So the kids are going according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. We're only saying lechatchila should have to have more than just tam rav, but rav of the rav should be cut. That's called rav hanirul anayim. But the yevid is even good as long as you have rav cut. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Nishbura Mafrekis, for Rav Bosi Mo. Let's say by a person, if his Mafrekis, if his neck bone was cracked, broken, and Rav of the Bos, the Rav with the width of the neck was also cut, so Locher is, Mitama B'yel, he's considered a mace already, and therefore in his body has Tumas Oil, has Tumas Mace on it. The Rashi says, Nishbura Mafrekis means B'yodam. First question, I have him tell me, here's the question, Oysa Maisa D'yeli. I have a question by Eli over there. Rashi says, there says, Mafrek is below Roy Bosa heavy. There just he cut his neck bone got split without cutting across Roy with the Bosa. The Koran Le Mace, the Bosa considered him as a mace there. It says, Vatishma Mafrakosai, Vayomus Masma, just by cutting through the Mafrakosai, just by cutting through the neck bone alone, that's enough to give it other Mashay Mace. And here, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says it has to be both Nishpa Mafrakis and Roy Bosa. So my answer is, I'll tell you, Zikna Shani, an older person, Zikna, is different. Either that was older, so by him just cutting the neck bone killed him. But by a healthy person, it could be you have to cut through both the neck bone and rave of the bosa. So the Pasuk says, Vayikis Kiras Arno Kim, when they mentioned him about the Arno Kim that was captured by a Plishtim, Vayipo Mealakisa that Acharonis, that Eli fell backwards off his chair, Vayadyat Hashav, Atishpa Mefakosa Vayamis, he broke his neck bone and he broke. And the Pasuk tells us clearly why. Ki zoke no ish v'kove, the person was very old. The kid says only here by Eli, since he was very old, by him breaking the neck bone alone, killed him, gave him a shame, Tumas mace, was a mace. By Shenken, by a healthy person, that's what the Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, no, you have to cut through both the Mafrekes and Rav of the Bosa. Now, Amar Rav Shmuel by Nachmeni. Amar Rav Yechanan, Koro Kedag, let's say you take a person and you split, you slice him, you cut him, you rip him up like a fish, is Matama B'yoyel, right away he's considered a mace, he has luck like Tumas Oil. And Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, Umigaba, it means to say if you rip him down his back, if you like split him down his back, that's considered a mace. And the Chiddush says, even though the person is still moving around, shaking around, he's considered a mace already. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says also, Gistura, you take an animal and your mama slice him in two, Rashi says, Shiroch b'lerochb, you slice him right down the middle, or else Oibit Savora Kuli, cut off his whole neck, or else Oibit Shedra by the spine, Ada Chalal until the Chalal. So if so, Rashi says, anything you cut into two is called the Gistura, so Loch is Nevela, the animal right away is considered a Nevela, it's considered mace. Again, even though it's shaking ground, still it's considered a Nevela. Now another loch is Omer Reb Loza, Nitel Hayerech, if you take off the thigh of an animal, v'cholol shalo nikur, and you could tell the hollowness there, the cavity there, like is noticeable, so loch is also nevela, sit like the animal is a mace, it's still a nevela. Rashi says, Nitel Hayerech, you take off the thigh, means mimokim chiburei, bebuka diatma, where the thigh is attached into the body. And over there, Rashi says, "B'cholu shalom is klema loishen nitol etzen im ktas abosa." If you like to take out the bone with some of the inside meat, v'nisha boselyon v'or achatz yerech ashlishis v'chayfes semaka was covered up, because over there it's only a treifa, like we'll have later on. But over here, where all the meat was taken out, and he could tell the cavity there, here it's called an avela. Rashi says, "Ba'achilu ba'afilu b'chayu mitama." Even though it looks like it's alive still, it has tumas nevela on it. Now, Mer says, "Heichi domi cholul shalom nikur." How is it considered the cavity there is noticeable? Or marova kol shiravutza. Any time the animal crouches down, v'niras chaser, and you can tell something is missing there, that's called a cholul shalom. Rashi says, "Derech abeim meluvoitz ayirech abeim." Usually, crouches down on his thighs. It covers up its thighs over there. And over there, if you can tell its chos, you can tell the cavity there, that's called a snicker. Tanan Halsim learned also a Mishnah in Oilis that Hutsu Roshayim, if you chopped or sliced off the heads of the Shemoinah Shrotzim, Afa Pish Mephachasin, even though the animal is still shaking around, the Shrotzim is still shaking around, Mitamim have a Tumah Sheretz on them. The real is Kizon of Halto, it's like the tail of Halto. After you cut off its tail, Shemafachasis, the still just shakes around, but it's not called Chiyas, that's called a Mesa. Now, my Hutsu, what does it mean to say it was cut off? So, Rosh Lakish Shamal Hutsu Mamish, that you cut off that completely, that's called Hutas. Rabasi Yomar, Rabasi Omar Rabbi Mani Kavdolas Oyla Seif. It just means like you separate Oyla Seif, just means to say you cut through both simonim, but you do not have to cut the neck off, the head off completely, that's not attached. It's enough just to cut through both simonim. That also makes it for Nevela. Omale Rabbi Yim Lurabasi Kavdolas Oyla Seif Lurabonin Vloy Pagisu. Do you mean to say that the Rabbonin sheet, it has to be Kula? And therefore you don't argue with Rosh Lakish, that's also called Hutas Mamish. I do makabdolas oila saif. We have blessed Rabbi Shimon that he says it's enough just to cut off rave of the two simonim. Upagism, and then you argue. Omalei said back to him, kavdolas oila saif, Rabbi Shimon, upagidin, and Echnami means to argue that you do not have to cut off the headlight completely. It's enough just to cut through rave of the two simonim. That also makes it like it's mace, like the sheretz is mace, it'll have tumas shirotzen. And he could hear me something like this. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Hut Sumamish. He says, no, what's called Tumas Sheretz? If he sliced off the head completely. Rabas Yom Rabmani, he said, no, Kavdolas Oyla Seif. Just means you have to cut it like you cut through the Oyla Seif. You cut through the two Simonim. And he says clearly, the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, that Reb Shnayim is not just a cut through Reb Shnayim, not Kulay. Now the Morfan explains, my Rabbonin and my Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, where is this machlokes between the Rabbonin and the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon? The Tanya learned like this, the Pesuk in Vayikra, B'yes Hasheni Yaseh Oila, the second korban you should bring for Oila Seif. Kemishpat, it should be like the loch of the other one. So Rashi says, "Was a sheni means boila soif shochayva." Was a chayv to bring oila soif ksev gabi shmiyas hakol. If you heard a kol, shu maybe bedalis. If you can't afford to bring the animals, you bring the two birds. So bepashas al yena. So says kishu maybe biashiras diba vechatas beima. When you could afford it, you bring a chatas beima. If not, you bring an oila soif. If shmiyas kol means you heard edis and you don't say it over. So it says what? That this Oila Seif is Kemishpat. It has the same halacha. So what does it mean, Kemishpat? So Mudarshan Kemishpat Chatas Behemah. It's the same halacha like the Mishpat are bringing the Chatas Behemah. Ah, Toim, you want to tell me Kemishpat Chatas Behemah means to say this Oila Seif has the same halacha like a Chatas Behemah? Oyeini maybe not that way, El Kemishpat Chatas Seif, that this Oila Seif has the same halacha like a Chatas Seif. If Sadi Gemara says no, Kishuim, when the Pasuk says Vekrivui, the Mashmi, you have to bring this one separately, this Oila Seif is different. It's Cholak HaKosiv, Ben Chatas Seif Oila Seif. The Pasuk is saying clearly that there's a difference the way you bring a Chatas Seif or an Oila Seif. So when the Pasuk says that this Oila Seif has the same aloch like the Mishpat of a Chatas, it can't mean it has the same aloch like a Chatas Seif, because the Pasuk says clearly there's a difference between the two of them. And Lamai, the posting means Kemishpat here, that this Oila Seif has the same look like a Chatas Behemah. If so, umani mekayim kimishpat kimishpat. What do I do with the pasuk kimishpat? That this oil of soif has lock like one other carbon. It must mean the Mora says kimishpat chatas beima. That this oil, an oil of soif has the same lock like a chatas beima. Now, what does it mean to say ma chatas beima? Just like when you shech the chatas beima, ein oibor elo min hachulin. Just like a carbon.